going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Cavs on the brink. Is that a good headline there for you, Jeff? I think it is.
That's an accurate one.
Cavs on the brink. Let's get more information from a man in the know. He's Matt Moore, senior NBA writer for the Action Network, Locked On, the NBA podcast. And right now he's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Hey, Matt, how are you?
Doing well, man. How are y'all?
We're doing good. You're not touching this game with a 10-foot pole until you find out what Donovan Mitchell's doing, right?
That's correct. Gotta know that Mitchell's in. They do not have a shot, I don't think, to win this game without Mitchell. He's too important for him. He's been too great. Him going through shoot-around this morning, though, was real important to me. I think they might have looked out when you kind of look at how the injury occurred and what he was kind of looking like. The fact the MRI was negative, I think, is huge. So I'm optimistic he plays. And if he does, I think absolutely the Cavs win this game.
Let me throw a number at you. If he doesn't play, Cavs are 9-2 without him this year. What does that mean heading into a playoff game? Anything?
I think it matters a little bit if you've got a fully healthy team, right? In a different type of matchup. I think the problem is without him to put pressure on the defense, how do you get the Pacers away from their base coverages? How do you get them out of their comfort zone without Mitchell? Because Garland, with that toe injury, I just don't know if he's got the burst to be able to do it. And they don't really have a third creator. Like, I think Strus has actually played really well in the series, but he's not a primary ball creator. Ty Jerome, obviously, I thought he was good in game one, has been bad since then. Obviously, and that takes away another kind of element of this, which is just like, you got to have somebody who can leverage the defense. I think if Garland was fully healthy, okay. But Evan Mobley is not in a position to run kind of hub offense as a point center in order to be able to do this. That's not either his skill set or where he's at with his development curve. So I think they need Mitchell because of Garland's situation in order to leverage the defense and create the kind of threes they need to create on offense.
Yeah, and how do they do that? Like last game, that was such a bad game. How do you shake the dust off and then get the three-pointers to start? Is it just a matter of home cooking and knowing the rims at home?
So this is one where I do disagree with what Atkinson's talked about and what the narrative has been about the offense. Mm-hmm. I think your defense needs to fuel your offense. Like, they have been willingly switching with giving Miles Turner a smaller guy, and he's gotten them in the foul. He's drawn fouls. He's gotten open threes. He's scored at the basket. Like, they've just, I think, switched too much, and it's time for an adjustment in pick and roll situations. Their coverage hasn't been tight. Their transition defense hasn't been great. Like, they're going to have to hit first in this game. It's going to have to be start on the defensive end. You get those stops, you get out and run, you can get them out of position on mismatches, cross matches, and then be able to create the kind of threes that you want. Now, honestly, like, look, to me, the reality is game one, Garland's out, the Pacers punched you in the mouth. Okay, the Pacers are sneaky, a really good team. Game two probably should have been a Cavs win, right? Like, no Garland, but they had enough to get that done, and it took an outlier sequence of events for them to kind of blow that game. Game three, that's what you were expecting. You were going to get one in Indy. The Cavs are too good not to get one in Indy. But the Cavs are also not so much better than the Pacers, who, are really good, to get both. So I think that we've kind of overreacted because of game one and two to game four. Where, like, it wouldn't have shocked me at all going to the series. Yeah, they split one and two in Cleveland. Game three and four were blowouts each way. I've been like, yeah, that tracks. Who do you like in game five? Cleveland, 100%. That's where I think that this series probably should be, and that obviously narrows the margin for error for the Cavs to nothing the rest of the way. But they just need a few breaks to go their way, as well as to play better defensively. This, to me, this game is about just execute better defensively. That will fuel your offense, and then it's game six. That's where you're going to need some good fortune to come in.
Matt Moore joining us from the Action Network. Matt, the Cavs were so good during the regular season. I mean, any category you want to look at, points, scoring, wins, whatever, they were so good. Has this team been exposed in any which way in this playoff series, or has it just not gone their way and injuries have been a big part of it?
I think injuries have been a big part of it. I don't think they've been exposed. I think acting like the Cavs are not actually a serious team. This team's better than, like, those Jazz teams that were number one in the West with Donovan and weren't serious contenders. The Cavs are absolutely good enough. The one thing I did note throughout the entire season was kept waiting for the defense to get elite, because they were that the last few years under JB. Like, they were just awesome defensively. And this year, it's like they were good, but they were so great offensively. It was like, wow, you know, they got this elite offense. But they were never elite defensively. They were for, like, a small stretch of time. They got, like, a few weeks period where I was like, oh, okay, there it is. But they really haven't been there. And so that, to me, is kind of the issue here, is I think they became a little bit too offensively balanced. They need to rebalance towards the defensive side. I think if they come out of the series, that, to me, has to be the area of improvement. And I think Mobley is phenomenal and a rock on that side. But you just need, a rebalance defensively if you fall short in the series. Because with better defense, they could have dealt with the bad shooting that happened to them in the series, even with the injuries.
Matt Moore from the Action Network joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I know when you sit in Cleveland, you're trying to figure out who the Cleveland X Factor is. Is it fair to say that Miles Turner could be the X Factor when you look at what Indiana does?
To a degree, I think that they're going to take whatever you give them. Mm-hmm. That's one of the best things about the Pacers, is Carlisle has built a game plan where it's like, hey, you're going to leave us open from three. We're not a three-point shooting team, but we're going to shoot them. We're going to shoot them, we're going to knock them down, and we're going to create great looks. You're going to switch, and you're going to dare Miles Turner to beat you. We're absolutely going to feed him the ball, and he's going to feast on you. You're going to play two at the level, and you're going to dare Miles Turner to hit pick and pops. Yep, we're going to go to that. So the key is, I think, to kind of rebalance. They've actually done such a good job on Tyrese Halliburton. I think you got to make Tyrese Halliburton a scorer. I think you really got to stop, you know, giving switches in these type of situations to limit that. Put him in drop coverage and be like, hey, no passes. You're going to have to hit leaners, floaters, runners, and pull up J's. You're going to have to score 40 if you're going to win this game, because that's not what Halliburton wants. You got to lock down on Andrew Nembhard. You got to lock down on Pascal Siakam. You got to shut off the water to Aaron Nesmith, because this team is built on Halliburton distributing, where it's like, even though his assist numbers aren't great, he controls games with how he navigates the defense and what he takes that you give him. So I think they need to make him a scorer in this one, and then just focus on not letting Miles Turner get so many advantages with some of the switches that they're giving.
No team is perfect, Matt. There's no, I don't think, perfect roster construction. If you're looking at the Cavs, and here they sit down 3-1 to Indiana, is there one thing that you think this team could really use? This
size. They need size. They look so small at times when it's Ty Jerome and Sam Merrill, who I still can't get over that Atkinson started him in game one. the minute that happened, I was like, oh no, you need more size. You just need a bunch of big wings. And again, I think Strus has played really well in this series, but there's a lot of times when I get worried about where Strus is at defensively based off of the matchups that he's having to guard. Adding DeAndre Hunter was genius. It was so smart. And I think, honestly, Dean Wade could play a little bit more in the series. His minutes haven't been great, but I think it's mostly because of the lineups that he's been with. You need big athletic wings. That's what everybody in this league needs. It's what everybody covets. And I think the Cavs could probably use one to two more of those versus some of the skill players that they tried to get through in their rotation with.
Matt, you looking for a high-scoring game tonight? I mean, or does that matter on Donovan Mitchell? Is that what the difference is?
It does. I to me, again, this gets into what the Atkins are going to do on defense. If you get Mitchell and they are able to refocus and be like, we have got to slow down Indiana. Like, we have got to get them out of their comfort zone. Then I think you can win this game with an under. Like, the Cavs are big enough, strong enough, and talented enough with their top four guys to be able to get that done with Donovan able to play. You got enough offense there, but you're going to have to, I think, I don't think the Cavs, as much as they are an offensively centric team, you can't play an up and down game with the Pacers. That's where they want you. You got to get them out of their comfort zone because they've gotten you out of yours. So to me, the best path is actually Cavs and an under tonight.
It seems like it's been first team to 120 to win. I'm pretty sure it has been. First team to 120 wins these games. I just your thoughts on I'm just even that stat.
I mean, I think it gets back to what I said, which is the Pacers have gotten us where they want it. You can't play the Pacers on their turf. They're so good at getting you into the type of games that they want to play. Boston talked about this last year, about why that series was so tough for them. That Indiana, it was not about the matchups and the star power or whatever. It's that Indiana plays a style where you're constantly like, this is not how we want to play, and yet we're playing it anyway. You've got to be so deliberate with how you attack Indiana. And so getting into games where it's first to 120, I understand the idea, which is like for the number one offense, we've got all this firepower. You were the number one regular season offense. This is the playoffs. You may have to have a different identity if you're going to dig out of a 3-1 hole.
Bigger surprise, Boston or Cleveland down 3-1?
Boston. You know, obviously the Tatum injury is a huge part of the story going forward, but they were down 7 when he got hurt last night. Boston collapsing once is kind of like, yeah, they do that from time to time. Collapsing twice, wow, okay, you guys are really rattled. 3 times when they've had a lead? Pretty surprising. They've just had so many advantages. The Knicks are constantly giving them these open looks on the perimeter, and sometimes they've knocked it down and sometimes they haven't. And they've just been, I think, so sloppy with their game plan in this series. And it's a real credit to New York that they are, in my opinion, outmatched in so many ways and now likely to advance with the unfortunate news about what happened to Tatum.
Do you think if the Cavs lose tonight, they disassemble this team? A lot of fans would love to see Giannis play here, but I'm sure every city in the NBA would like to have him play in their city. So let me ask you 2 questions. 1, if the Cavaliers lose tonight, do they start to disassemble what they have, and they, especially when you look at the core 4? 2, where will Giannis end up next year?
So on the first count, I think probably major changes are afoot, not from a, breaking up all parts of it. I would imagine they probably move on from Jared Allen just because they've looked at trading him several times through the years, and I think they'll probably explore that again. If they think Mobley's ready to take over 5, can you create a more switchable team with a different power forward and play Mobley at 5 and go more to a 5-out team? Is that what's best on both ends? I think that's probably looked at. I don't think beyond that goes anywhere. And then with Giannis, I mean, look, the Mavericks could offer Cooper Flagg. The Spurs can offer the 2nd pick and Stephon Castle, Rookie of the Year. The Thunder can offer Jalen Williams and any number of picks. Houston can offer Phoenix's entire draft future and one of their young guys. If the bidding war starts for Giannis, it's going to get pretty wild in terms of the assets that are out there. And I also think Milwaukee's going to be real hesitant to trade him to a team in division that you have to deal with 4 times a year. going forward, even if they don't plan to compete. So I think Cleveland's an unlikely spot for Giannis, with those other teams more likely.
Good. That means Pacers, Pistons, and Bulls too, right?
Well, do they even have the Cavs even have the assets, Matt, to pull it off with all those picks going to Utah?
I don't think so, because if you're Milwaukee, you have to reposition to trying to get your future back on track, trying to get back to zero. They owe so many picks. They don't have assets, and the Cavs would have to give up their entire draft future alongside like a Darius Garland on top of other stuff. I just don't think it's kind of reasonable to expect the Cavs to make the offer that they're going to need to in order to compete with the other teams.
Matt Moore, Action Network, thank you. Make sure you check out his stuff online, especially if you're thinking about getting into the action tonight on the game. Matt Moore, thank you very much.
Thanks, Matt.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
It's Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan, 216-474-0092, 216-474-0092. Your turn to jump in if you want to talk about tonight's game, how you think this thing's going to play out tonight. And, you know, you look at what the Cavaliers have been able to do. They lost the first game 121-112. They lost the second game with 1.1 seconds to go in that game, 120-119. They bounce back to make it a 2-1 series with a 126-104 win in Game 3. Then you look at yourself in Game 4, you have no idea what happened, especially when you're watching the screen and they're down 40, trying to figure out a way to get back in the game. Second half of the game, your best player, Donovan Mitchell, doesn't even come back on the floor because he's dealing with an ankle injury. We do know that Donovan today was at shoot-around, so that's a good news, I hope, to see if he's going to play tonight. The Cavaliers lose that Game 4, 129-109. The Pacers just need to win one of their next three opportunities to beat the Cavaliers, and then this thing is over, and they move back to the Eastern Conference Finals if they can knock the Cavaliers out. What'd we say, 95% chance when you're trailing 3-1 in a series that you are going to get knocked out? Will the Cavs get knocked out tonight? I just don't think so. I think they win tonight, and they push this thing back to Indy, and we'll see what happens there. If they can win in Indy, which would mean a second win in Indy in this series, then you'd get a Game 7. Was it Sunday night? They would end up coming back here, and you'd have an opportunity to try to get to the Eastern Conference Finals. I know it's a long, long story to try to get past tonight, and really only tonight's the only thing that matters for the Cavaliers. They're on TNT tonight, 7 o'clock tip-off. Of course, we're going to get you ready for the game over at the Clevelander with Afternoon Drive. Those guys are coming up in about a half hour, so if stop by, say hi to the guys, show them the energy, show the Cavs a little bit of love. Let's see what we can get before they walk into this game tonight. Jeff Phelps, how do the Cavaliers win tonight? How do they bounce back from game four.
As silly as it sounds, Andy, just go play your game and play good basketball. I think they're a better team than the Indiana Pacers. And I you know, before the series, I talked about the Pacers being a good team. I really like the Pacers. I like the way they play. I love their coach. I think the Pacers have some great talent and love their scheme. I think the Cavs are a better team. And the Cavs haven't shown that so far. Injury's part of the reason why. Get everybody out there. Hopefully everybody's feeling all right. And do what it is that led you to 64 wins in the regular season. I think it's that simple. Only thing that gets in the way. And I know when they played in the regular season, two of the games were late. In one game, they sat everybody. The last game of the season, you know, both teams sat everybody. And then they played earlier in the season in back-to-back games. And then this playoff series. They've played eight times this year. Indiana has won six of those eight games. That mean anything?
No, because the last two didn't. Two of the regular season games meant something.
All right, so they won three of the four regular season that you can understand maybe don't mean anything, although the game the Cavs won, Halliburton didn't play.
Right.
But now they've won three or four in the playoffs as well. You know, maybe this is just a terrible matchup for the Cavaliers. Maybe.
Well, I think that's what it's going to say on the tombstone of this season. They met the Pacers, and it just wasn't a good. Well, that's right. That's true. If the season ends tonight, I just what a burden that is to think about that going into a game. Going, you know, we don't play. It's over tonight. We can't. You know, hopefully we can get. I don't see the Cavs playing that way. Daryl said that they were pretty loose over practice. Things felt pretty good.
They're always loose.
Yeah, why wouldn't you be? You know, you're at home. Just play basketball. I don't disagree with any of the things that you just said. They just cannot get ice cold like they did. Not only did they have bad defense the other night, they had bad offense the other night. And I know I was talking at the beginning of the show, and it was a little bit tongue-in-cheek about, you know, the way they played in the second half and how the bench, you know, at least it wasn't a 40-point loss. It was a 20-point loss. And I don't know why that felt better at the end of it. Maybe they did figure something out in the third quarter that they'll be able to use in tonight's game. But, you know, I don't know how you can – I understand how you can say that, but I also know the big picture. Donovan Mitchell wasn't out there. So, and Mitchell didn't get some of the calls in that game the other night that he normally does, the one where he ends up on the floor after, you know, after laying it up off the glass, which really it drives me crazy when he does it. I love when he scores because then he's got an opportunity to catch his breath, get back up, and go play some defense. When he doesn't score, it's a 5-on-4 the other way every time. Every time. He's out of bounds on the other side.
Fans are allowed to get excited about anything that happens with their team. I mean, that's part of it. Mm-hmm. Teams want that. You follow your team, you get excited. I think it's intriguing to look at what's going on right now in the playoffs and maybe reevaluate some things about your team, whoever your team is, and maybe with the Cavs. In the Eastern Conference, the teams that are left happen to be the top four seeds. So that worked, but seeds 3 and 4 are leading their series 3-1. The Knicks, you know, and the Tatum injury was bad, but they were going to win that game anyway last night. They were up by 7 when Tatum got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And at least it seemed that, like they were going to win.
Although early on when I was watching the game, I was like, oh, Boston's got that. I think Boston, I thought they were going to win. Yeah.
But the Knicks are just scrappy. And then Indiana's up 3-1 on the Cavs. And over in the West, Houston and the Lakers were the 2 and 3 seed, respectively. They're out. And you have 1, 4, 6, and 7 left.
Hmm.
And, you know, though it played out exactly according to numbers from the regular season in the East, it didn't in the West. And it just screams to me something that years ago, and I've mentioned this on the show before, I was covering the All-Star game in Houston years ago. I mean, and it was many, like late 80s, I think is when it was.
Okay.
And I'm in the locker room, and I was talking to Kevin McHale.
Because the Cavs. Ding?
Was just doing my job.
No, that's a
I wasn't ding. Hanging out. I wasn't hanging out. I was just
Kevin,
doing my job.
And Kevin was playing in the game, right?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, it was a long time ago.
Okay.
And the Cavs were really red hot. And, you know, they were a great story. And I asked Mikhail about the Cavs and, you know, what he thought about them moving forward, you know, the rest of the season, playoffs and everything. And he said, yep, they've played great basketball. But really, all that matters in the NBA is who's playing well in late March and April. And I kind of looked at him like, okay. And he kept going. He said, you know, you can do everything you want to do. You get hot in March and April and you're playing well, you can make a playoff run. If you're not, it doesn't matter what you did before that. Hmm. And I think this holds true. You know, the Cavs were clearly the dominant team in the East, closely followed by Boston. Well, they're both down 3-1. And Houston was really good in the regular season. Lakers were pretty good in the regular season. They're out. Who's playing well in late March and early April?
One of them is a team that went to the Eastern Conference Finals last year. That's Indiana, and the way they're playing against the Cavs right now, that's how they kind of...
And they finished the season really well.
Yeah, they did. If you could map it out, that's probably the way you'd want to do it. But, you know, you can't blame the Cavs for playing great basketball all year during the regular season.
No, and see, that's the catch.
That's the hard part. I mean, you want to play. I think you still want to play the way the Cavs did. But
Cavs played well down the stretch, too.
I don't know. Is there a trophy for best record in the East?
I wonder, do you think that the Cavs resting guys late in the season? You know, when they had things clinched?
I would worry if they played game one, if they would have came out, well, they kind of did, but... You know, to come out and be flat. I mean, is there something?
Two games against Miami, you know, they had to compete.
But is there something to be said about playing the 10 seed, you know, in the first round and just blowing through them like they didn't even exist? And then they quit the last two games. Ugh. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. I mean, Indiana could be thanking Milwaukee for a very, very hard series to get them ready for this series to kind of raise the bar for the Pacers. And I believe that. And they had the magic, you know, the magic dust that helped them get the game 7 win to get here and then to get the game 2 win with 1.1 second to go. It's tough. We always sit around and talk about rest or rust. I think it's a media thing to talk about those things more than we do, but there's some truth to it. Richard is in Euclid. Hi, Richard.
Hi, Richard.
How you doing? A question I got to ask you. I'm not going down tonight.
Okay.
I was there at Golden State, man, and it's going to hurt to see if they're celebrating on our floor. So I sold the tickets.
Okay. But it's not like they're not going to put a stage out there tonight if the Pacers win.
Because the other night it really dropped when they lost that other game when we was down there. But anyway, did you notice that the Cavs, the coach couldn't figure out what Indiana was doing? Looked like he would have caught on a little quicker because, you know, they was clogging up the paint, and that's why Mitchell couldn't get in. Looked like the coach would have figured that out, and I think they should start Tristan because it's going to be real, you know, it's going to be a hard game, and I think Tristan should start instead of the other guy, the other tall forward. And I think we're going to need some support, a little better enforcers than what it was. And I think, Jeff, I listened to you earlier. These 3 years it didn't work, and I think it's time for us to go out and get a free agent with some height and some depth, and maybe Garland's gonna have to go or come off the bench. We need some height.
All right, thank you,
Richard. We know one thing about the NBA, and it's the one league where teams just don't stand pat. You know, there are trades that happen all the time in the NBA that you think, oh my God, I can't believe they traded that guy. What a huge deal that is. Boy, you know, shifting star talent around. I would be really surprised if the Cavs get knocked out, especially in this round, Andy.
Mm-hmm.
If they get to the Eastern Conference Finals, maybe a different story. I'd be really surprised if they get knocked out by Indiana if they bring back the core four intact. They could. But if you want to improve the team, I would think you'd have to move one of those guys.
Am I going to regret this? Does the whole world want Tristan Thompson to start this game?
Oh, God.
216-474-0092. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.